From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry says it will be a long fight against Islamic militants. Iranian ambassador's residence in Yemen attacked. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it will take years to defeat the Islamic State militants, but the coalition airstrikes against the insurgents have made it much harder for them to launch new attacks. Secretary Kerry spoke in Brussels Wednesday at a meeting with foreign ministers from 60 coalition partners fighting the militant group.
One outcome of this meeting will be a statement that encompasses our message, that we are united and moving ahead on all fronts, and that we will engage in this campaign for as long as it takes to prevail.
Secretary Kerry says the U.S.-led airstrikes will continue as necessary while training and assistance for Iraq's security forces expand. Iran will not confirm U.S. assertions that it carried out airstrikes on Islamic State militants inside Iraq, close to its border. U.S. military officials say American-built jets that Iran bought in the 1970s hit Islamic State targets in eastern Diyala province. The Pentagon says the U.S. does not operate in that area. A suicide car bomber attacked a U.N. convoy in the Somali capital of Mogadishu, killing at least three people and wounding seven others. The attack Wednesday occurred near the city's heavily secured international airport. A U.N. spokesman says no U.N. workers were injured or killed in the blast. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. New data shows the Ebola outbreak intensifying in Sierra Leone, even as it stabilizes or drops off in other West African countries. The worst affected area was the capital, Freetown, where more than 200 new cases were reported. According to the World Health Organization, the overall death toll is just over 6,000. A car bomb blast outside the Iranian ambassador's residence in Yemen's capital, Sana'a, killed at least one person Wednesday and wounded at least 17 others. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula claim responsibility. Officials in Yemen say the new Iranian ambassador left the building just 10 minutes before the blast. Edward Uranian reports.
Ambulances rushed to the scene of the explosion, which blew a hole in the Iranian ambassador's home. Yemeni media report the son of a security guard was killed. A number of government employees at a nearby ministry were also wounded. Bodyguards and employees at the ambassador's residence shouted and yelled as they picked through the rubble while security forces fired into the air to clear a path to the building. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Israeli lawmakers have agreed to hold new elections March 17th after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would dissolve the current parliament as soon as possible. Party officials decided on the date Wednesday, a day after Mr. Netanyahu fired two key ministers and called for early elections. A grand jury in New York City voted not to indict a white police officer in the chokehold death of an unarmed black man in July. The decision reached Wednesday by the Staten Island grand jury not to bring charges against Officer Daniel Pantaleo threatened to add to the tensions that have simmered in the city since the July 17th death of Eric Garner. During the fatal encounter, Garner raised both hands in the air and told the officers not to touch him. Chokeholds are banned under the official policy of the New York Police Department. President Obama reacted swiftly to the grand jury decision, saying it underscores the frustrations many African Americans feel that law enforcement is not working with them and dealing with them in a fair way. Hundreds of protesters began to gather in New York's Times Square, some holding signs. Venezuela's attorney general indicted opposition leader Maria Corina Machado on charges of being involved in an alleged plot to kill President Nicolas Maduro. The attorney general's office says Machado is charged with conspiracy for allegedly having links to the assassination plan against the president. Machado was at the forefront of major street protests against Mr. Maduro's socialist government earlier this year. The International Criminal Court is giving prosecutors 1 week to either strengthen or drop charges against Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. The trial has been postponed several times. Mr. Kenyatta faces charges of crimes against humanity for allegedly organizing post-election violence in late 2007 and early 2008. The unrest killed about 1,100 people in Kenya and displaced more than 500,000 others. Mr. Kenyatta says he is innocent. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Voyez à l'autre côté, Molé Vega loupé, la moitié demandé qui n'arrivait. Mais c'est moi, Panari, l'ogné, c'est le marine à l'homme de Tolisé. Le prof, il arrive, pizza, sauce, poutre, mais pleurer. Allez, vous êtes, c'est moi qui finis d'arriver. Un qui te donne un don, t'as l'air, toi, tout fait. C'est moi, ça fait des outes, et puis mon mari, finalé. Et si ce gaz, on dit, il paraît tout.
Soin et sous ma mise de dos. do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
how does your community treat people with disabilities?
Well, the community that I'm in, they treat people quite well, actually. I quite remember sometime there was a certain man that was suffering from elephantiasis, and there was one lady there with a provision store. Whenever he passed by, she actually provided for his food.
I think people with disabilities in my community, they are treated unfair as they are denied job opportunities.
Yes, some they do care about people with disabilities by helping them, but some don't care. It depends on the character of the person. Eh? Some people are just bad, you know, very bad. But to myself, I say I do care. I do feel sorry for people who have disabilities.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Always something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
The sounds of the continent, where it all got started, on the African Music Mix, on the Voice of America.
Ni shihu kilmina Listening to the African Music Mix right here on the Voice of America. A message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Staying healthy is important to everyone, but it is particularly important if you're a woman expecting a baby. Women should get competent medical care as soon as they realize they're pregnant, and they should follow these general guidelines to increase the chances of having a healthy baby. Eat a variety of good foods with nutrients, including fruits and vegetables. Wash your hands and wash your food before preparing it. Also, wash your hands right before eating. Don't drink alcohol or smoke. Avoid pesticides, paint, or strong chemical cleaners. And decrease or eliminate coffee or tea. All these things can improve the chances of having a healthy baby.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
If you are looking for tunes, you've come to the right place. The African Music Mix on VOA.
I need The music, all the music, non-stop on African Music Mix.
Tenga, ndawa suziva. Thank you. do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
how does your community treat people with disabilities?
Where I live right now, there are a lot of people with disabilities, but we all live with them together, we play with them, we go about various activities with them.
They don't neglect them. They just take care of them normally. They see people with disability as people who are part of the society.
I think people with disabilities in my community, they are treated unfair as they are denied job opportunities.
Our community, they treat people with disability unfair way. For instance, last year, when they were disputing coupons, our village headman was discriminating the people with disability. They said that they are not supposed to receive coupons.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Oh,
No tastier recipe around the African Music Mix on VOA.
Malibala mama, ebongi boyokani ye ye ye, nakati andato. Oko bomela ngakanda na motema omado. Likambo nini amabe na salio na senga pardon. Yo linga bango to lingi sengai motema na yo moko eponae nali bala yo soba sona kao na bolingo pene mi bazanga kate bako sala yo son poto kabwana conscience na yo pesa na songi songi oko kakate kolibi sa moninga nzambe soki yo kiri kambo kakao silika kakao pasuka onde mado nalibala mama ebongi boyokani ye 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 nakati andako oko bombela ngakanda na motema omato likambo nini amabe na sali yo nasenga pardon yo linga bango to lingisa ngai motema na yo moko eponae nalibala yo soba sona kao na bolingo pene mi bazanga kate bakosala yo son poto kabwana conscience na yo pesa na songi songi okokaka te kolibisa moninga nzambe soki yo yokili kambo kaka osilika kaka opasuka odimado.
U.S. Secretary of State Kerry warns of a long battle with Islamic State. Suicide bomber targets U.N. convoy in Somalia capital. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it will take years to defeat the Islamic State militants. Mr. Kerry spoke Wednesday in Brussels, opening a meeting with foreign ministers from 60 nations to discuss efforts to combat the militant group.
We have made already significant progress in 2.5 months. But we also acknowledge there is a lot more work yet to be done.
Iran, meanwhile, will not confirm U.S. assertions that it carried out airstrikes on Islamic State militants inside Iraq close to its border. Both Iran and the United States say there is no military cooperation between them. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is claiming responsibility for Wednesday's deadly bombing of the Iranian ambassador's house in Yemen. Yemeni officials say Ambassador Hossein Niknam was not home at the time. There are conflicting reports on casualties, with at least one death confirmed and 17 other people wounded. A suicide car bomber attacked a UN convoy in the Somali capital of Mogadishu Wednesday, killing at least three people and wounding seven others. The attack occurred near the city's heavily secured international airport. A UN spokesman says there were no UN casualties, and the militant group Al-Shabaab claim responsibility. New data shows the Ebola outbreak intensify in Sierra Leone, even as it stabilizes or drops off in other West African countries. The worst affected area is the capital Freetown, where more than 200 new cases have been reported. According to the World Health Organization, the overall Ebola death toll is just over 6,000. This is VOA News. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma arrived in China Wednesday for a high-level state visit. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
When the South African president landed Wednesday in Beijing for a two-day state visit, he was accompanied by no fewer than seven cabinet members, including the chiefs of the Ministries of Finance, Foreign Affairs, Trade and Industry, and Transport. Mr. Zuma said in a statement that the main goal of this visit is to ensure that our relations with China remain central to realizing our developmental agenda through our foreign policy. This visit is focused on long-term Chinese investment in South Africa's infrastructure development. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The International Criminal Court is giving prosecutors 1 week to either strengthen or drop charges against Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. The trial's been postponed several times. Mr. Kenyatta faces charges of crimes against humanity for allegedly organizing post-election violence in late 2007 and early 2008. The unrest killed about 1,100 people in Kenya and displaced more than a half million others. The Kenyan leader says he is innocent. Israeli lawmakers have agreed to hold new elections on March 17th after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would dissolve the current parliament as soon as possible. Party officials decided on the date Wednesday, a day after the prime minister fired two key ministers and called for early elections. Opinion polls indicate that Mr. Netanyahu's party would likely retain power, allowing him to stay in office. A grand jury in New York City voted not to indict a white police officer in the chokehold death of an unarmed black man in July. The decision reached Wednesday by the Staten Island grand jury not to bring charges against Officer Daniel Panaleo threatened to add to the tensions that have simmered in the city since the July 17th death of Eric Garner. During the fatal encounter, Garner raised both hands in the air and told the officers not to touch him. Chokeholds are banned under the official policy of the New York Police Department. President Obama reacted swiftly to the grand jury decision, saying it underscores the frustrations many African Americans feel that law enforcement is not working with them and dealing with them in a fair way. Police in the United Arab Emirates are investigating the killing of an American schoolteacher stabbed to death by a female suspect wearing traditional Muslim clothing. Police say the victim was a 37-year-old American woman stabbed Monday by a person wearing a black robe, black gloves, and a Muslim veil. A spokesman says a fight broke out between the victim and the attacker in a women's restroom in a shopping mall in the capital, Abu Dhabi, before the victim was stabbed there by a sharp object. The assailant managed to escape after the attack. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
You're listening to the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Maven.
Doro, 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 Do
Anybody way, Doro Jamman, Doro Hammer, Doro Bako, Doro Nak Maska Finta way, don't they knock before, Doro Nado, Doro Messi, Doro Dremble, anybody way, try to match
Doro, Doro, African Prince, Doro, see Doro, they make you, you guys, they feel you, Doro, 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 catch anybody way, Doro, fish, Doro, Doro, choppy, anybody way, Mega superstar, Doro catch anybody way, Doro fish, Doro, Doro choppy anybody way, Doro beef, Doro.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
how does your community treat people with disabilities?
Well, the community that I'm in, they treat people quite well, actually. I quite remember sometime there was a certain man that was suffering from elephantiasis, and there was one lady there with a provision store. Whenever he passed by, she actually provided for his food.
I think people with disabilities in my community, they are treated unfair as they are denied job opportunities.
Yeah, so some they do care about people with disabilities by helping them, but some don't care. It depends on the character of the person. Eh? Some people are just bad, you know, very bad. But myself, I say I do care. I do feel sorry for people who have disabilities.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Cooling down the days. The African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Thank you.
What does Africa sound like? Find out on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Hakuwai kuyasigini mfuasi mzuri wa madini
Lakini alikufa Kongo
Alwarudisha lopotea Kawapa tiba mbadala na adwi mkubwa wazina
Lakini alikufa Kongo
Najaribu kumjenge picha Mshikaji alikalala ndani ya futi sita Na mkumbuka Mtana alipokuwa na katisha na mara kadhaa Mbakani na washikaji ungi mkuta Singedhana na ngoma Machoni alivyo kwa mwema Mzuri mtana chate ziwaza kabla kusema Ibilisi wancheza mwili Daima alimcheze mbali Tungi vicheche mineli Hakuonekana kujali Tazama maisha yake Uzalona kosa lake Kama alifunga kufuli katikati ya nyeti zake mkali kwa ushauri na saa leo ungea kuhusu mapenzi huko kipinga zina ungesema chagua kipindi angechagua nchepanda nyumba ipendayo angechagua ya ibada tepe mwekundu mpaka kwenye nguo za ndani nadhani mimi najali wewe je kama alikufa kwa ukimwi jiulize alijali nini
hakuonekana na binti hakuwahi
Chacha lizongea wote tulimgeuza shule Na saza bure kama tupo klasi vile Akatuasa kusukusiana katuonya kutuaminiana Mtazamo wake na mama teri daima ulifanana Alite maisha yake ilikuwa safi kama nabii Hakuna aliamini mwisho mshikaji utakuwa namna hii Gawa sana kondom na kufunza kama ngaza Vijarida vya ukimwi yendo alikuwa msambaza Na mala alikuwa natoa bila zake kubakiza Ama amekofunuo mola na unyeshe miujiza Tazama siku zinakata tumuoni nini kasoro Afya yake yeleweki yeti mianzisha mgogoro Lana Munda kesho mgonjwa na hatolea chagodoro Alifanya kwa siri ya dharani hakuna shahidi Lada alivumile sana mwisho kwa siku kambidi Amelikuwa kama jali kama lepigwa na radi Atuwezi sema na bado tunashangavi Bivi pimo vina soma mshikaji alikufa kwa ngoma kundu kwa njano huu ni mfano kwamba ukimwi ni kwa wote wembamba na wacheza sumo wazinzi wema pia wamo na hauji kufuata kimo ungedhani upo salama kuzidi usalama wewe ungedhani ukimwi utaogopa utamwacha mshikaji mwenyewe sivyo haufanyi utakavyo wewe unafanya utakavyo wewe hakuonekana na binti hakuwahi kuyasini mfuasi mzuri wa madini
lakini alikufa kwa ngoma
alirudisha lopotea akawapa tiba mbadala na adui mkubwa wa zina
lakini alikufa kwa ngoma
amshakili yanga kanga gani ulibebea siwaambii msiusie sisemi zipo mfungue sisemi mwache kwa wema ila ujinga usiendelee kwamba kila anayekufa kwa ngoma msidhani kicheche tuamini bado wenzetu msiache wagonjwa jifiche
The north to the south and the east to the west. The African Music Mix plays only the best.
America's news are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com, the trusted source for news and information.
Here's advice from the international medical group Doctors Without Borders, also known as MSF, to help limit the spread of the Ebola virus. First, do not touch or eat the bushmeat of animals from the forest. Avoid contact with blood, urine, feces, vomit, sweat, tears, saliva, mucus, or genital secretions of an Ebola patient. Do not handle the bodies of the patients who have died of Ebola. Inform the nearest health center of any suspected Ebola cases. Seek health care immediately, because infected people have a much higher survival rate if they receive early treatment at a health facility compared to staying home. These are recommendations from the medical aid group Doctors Without Borders, or MSF, on how to prevent the spread of Ebola.
Deixa
The music continues on VOA's Africa Music Mix. Another song reflecting the views of the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
في بالنا اضحك عليها قول لها ان اللي جاي في حياتك لعيونها هي ان اللي دوقات ضحكتها هي
aboard for a musical journey throughout the motherland on the African Music Mix.
Le frère de la Côte d'Ivoire. There is no tastier recipe around the African Music Mix on VOA.
Come over here, my dear. Let me give it for it. Why you in fear? Take away the remedy. Take a glass of liquor. I make you feel better. I'm the selector. We came to get down. And I think it before I put a rhyme down. Hip hop is in me, son. And I ain't number one. I'm always on the run. Yo, I ain't even done. I came to have some fun. I ain't scared to take the beat on. Any MC, take a note. While you're trying to cope enough with my words, you must feel my verse. I say stuff that you ain't never heard. I make you feel like a nurse. See, I'm that girl who be trying to make it to the top. We try to maintain. We all look for fame. We try to fit in this rap game. You be making money your number one aim. That affects your brain. Make you go insane. Drink some champagne. Control the situation. Don't let my words cause a confusion. I just want to have a celebration.
So all my people in the house, you better bounce to this.
Everyone who wants to get down, bounce to this. We gon' bounce to that ounce. We gon' fool around and we ain't gonna stop till the break of dawn.
So all my people left to watch, you better bounce to this.
Everyone who wants to get down, bounce to this. While your head's down low, I was hopeless, now I'm more hopeful. I'm making music to capture your soul. You be dropping rhyme, but there's no tomorrow. Go with the flow and start from zero. Make your way through to a hero. I'll be representing for all the women. Y'all think I'm faking. This is the way that I love rapping.
So all my people in the house, you better bounce to this.
Everyone who wants to get down, bounce to this. We gon' bounce to the ounce. We gon' fool around and we ain't gonna stop till the break of dawn.
So all my people left to right, you better bounce to this.
Everyone who wants to get down, bounce to this. We gon' bounce to the ounce. We gon' fool around and we ain't gonna stop till the break of dawn.
causing me stress. All you can do is show your faces. I know you wanna become famous, but you useless, that ridiculous. Go home and check how I bust the microphone. They coming at us. Enter my zone, get down in my disco. Listen to my single, start some pink popping. Make the party rocking. This ain't no junior whacking. This is serious rapping. We out for the dollar. Yo, I ain't no sucker. Trying to be my lover when I got the cheddar. Are you a friend of foes? Stop acting like a hoe. Come and show me how you can get crazy. Cause it's a party.
To all my people in the house, you better bounce to this.
Everyone who wants to get down, bounce to this. We gon' bounce at an ounce. We gon' fool around. And we ain't gonna stop till the break of dawn.
To all my people left to right, you better bounce to this.
Everyone who wants to get down, bounce to this. We gon' bounce at an ounce. We gon' fool around. And we ain't gonna stop till the break of dawn.
To all my people in the house, you better bounce to this.
Everyone who wants to get down, bounce to this. We gon' bounce at an ounce. We gon' fool around. And we ain't gonna stop till the break of dawn.
Bouncing,
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
how does your community treat people with disabilities?
Where I live right now, there are a lot of people with disabilities, but we all live with them together, we play with them, we go about various activities with them.
They don't neglect them. They just take care of them normally. They see people with disability as people who are part of the society.
I think people with disabilities in my community, they are treated unfair as they are denied job opportunities.
Our community, they treat people with disability unfair way. For instance, last year, when they were disputing coupons, our village headman was discriminating the people with disability. They said that they are not supposed to receive coupons.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Yeah.
But when it's in common day with me, it's just like yesterday. Hey, yeah, yeah, your love is me, yeah. On top of the mountain, yeah, yeah. Loving you with all the
heart, you with all the heart and soul.
Africa Music Mix, the best music.
U.S. Secretary of State Kerry says it will be a long fight against Islamic militants. Iranian ambassador's residence in Yemen attacked. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it will take years to defeat the Islamic State militants, but the coalition airstrikes against the insurgents have made it much harder for them to launch new attacks. Secretary Kerry spoke in Brussels Wednesday at a meeting with foreign ministers from 60 coalition partners fighting the militant group.
One outcome of this meeting will be a statement that encompasses our message, that we are united and moving ahead on all fronts, and that we will engage in this campaign for as long as it takes to prevail.
Secretary Kerry says the U.S.-led airstrikes will continue as necessary while training and assistance for Iraq security forces expand. Iran will not confirm U.S. assertions that it carried out airstrikes on Islamic State militants inside Iraq close to its border. U.S. military officials say American-built jets that Iran bought in the 1970s hit Islamic State targets in eastern Diyala province. The Pentagon says the U.S. does not operate in that area. A suicide car bomber attacked a U.N. convoy in the Somali capital of Mogadishu, killing at least three people and wounding seven others. The attack occurred Wednesday near the city's heavily secured international airport. A U.N. spokesman says no U.N. workers were injured or killed. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. New data shows the Ebola outbreak intensifying in Sierra Leone, even as it stabilizes or drops off in other West African countries. The worst affected area is the capital, Freetown, where more than 200 new cases have been reported. This is VOA News. A car bombing outside the Iranian ambassador's residence in Yemen's capital, Sana'a, killed at least one person on Wednesday and wounded at least 17 others. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula claim responsibility. Officials in Yemen say the new Iranian ambassador left the building just 10 minutes before the explosion. Edward Uranian has more.
Ambulances rushed to the scene of the explosion, which blew a hole in the Iranian ambassador's home. Yemeni media report the son of a security guard was killed. A number of government employees at a nearby ministry were also wounded. Bodyguards and employees at the ambassador's residence shouted and yelled as they picked through the rubble while security forces fired into the air to clear a path to the building. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
A grand jury in New York City voted not to indict a white police officer in the chokehold death of an unarmed black man in July. The decision reached Wednesday by the Staten Island grand jury not to bring charges against Officer Daniel Pantaleo threatened to add to tensions that have simmered in the city since the death of Eric Garner. During the fatal encounter, Garner raised both hands in the air and told the officers not to touch him. Chokeholds are banned under the official policy of the New York Police Department. President Obama reacted swiftly to the grand jury decision, saying it underscores the frustrations many African Americans feel that law enforcement is not working with them and dealing with them in a fair way. Hundreds of protesters began gathering in New York's Times Square, some holding signs. The World Meteorological Organization says 2014 is on track to be the hottest year on record. Land and sea temperatures were above average from January through October, and the trend is likely to continue. Lisa Schlein has details.
The World Meteorological Organization reports the record heat is largely due to very high global sea surface temperatures, which will very likely remain above normal into 2015. WMO notes the high temperatures recorded since January occurred in the absence of a fully developed El Nino, the weather phenomenon that warms Pacific Ocean water and causes a subsequent warming of the atmosphere. El Nino years tend to be very warm. The Meteorological Agency's Secretary General Michel Giraud says the provisional information for 2014 means that 14 of the 15 warmest years on record have occurred in the 21st century. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Israeli lawmakers have agreed to hold new elections on March 17th after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would dissolve the current parliament. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
tika nazo manda ko pote na milengela olili ekiti na moka kini balebo sanza ekomona la lelo samedi kana moka bomengo kolata na kobina winda inga epeli felo ekonyo kola bilamba bikozinga winda inga epeli felo ekonyo kola bilamba bikozinga. Thank you.
bali tebe baleki tebe bulutu tebe basi tebe bali tebe baleki tebe bulutu tebe.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
how does your community treat people with disabilities?
Well, the community that I'm in, they treat people quite well, actually. I quite remember sometime there was a certain man that was suffering from elephantiasis, and there was one lady there with a provision store. Whenever he passed by, she actually provided for his food.
I think people with disabilities in my community, they are treated unfair as they are denied job opportunities.
Yeah, so some they do care about people with disabilities by helping them, but some don't care. It depends on the character of the person, eh? Some people are just bad, you know, very bad. But to myself, I say I do care. I do feel sorry for people who have disabilities.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Sande wa bunyate we ponson dingi ya bunyate ndemba ni ya ndembemboa amuto mumango endewe niye
endewa usa
amuto mumango endewe niye
endewa usa
nyatenge omadia mbambo wae
endewa usa
nyatenge na mwese wesone we niye
endewa.
Let your fingers do the working and your emails does the talking. Send us an email from wherever you are to just where we are in our studios in Washington, D.C. Email us at africanmusicmix@voanews.com. africanmusicmix is one word at voanews.com. We can't wait to hear from you at the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
kuza aga hinda gashire mange
African Music Mix, where the magic never ends, on the Voice of America.
Du son et l'arrangeur Max Zero, l'arrangeur très très fort.
Yes I.
Souba.
Patron Jean Mandré. Aïe. Il faut souffrir pour réussir.
De Paris, la force de frappe de Pierre Jacquet. Kabakra kabalemba, balemba, balemba. Kabakra kabalemba, balemba, balemba. Thank you.
Alex Fonky. Pas à la bouche, ni qu'est-ce toi ou qu'est-ce que j'avais. FD, Jean-Roger.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, speaks to VOA on the Ebola crisis.
The people of the nation, the best thing that they can do is to try as best as possible to cooperate with the health authorities and to listen to and adhere to the suggestions and guidelines. We appreciate that this is something that is really awful to be going through. We're with you, we have solidarity with you, and hopefully we'll be able to end this terrible epidemic very soon.
That was Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, speaking to VOA on the Ebola crisis.
Thank you.
brings a smile to your face, doesn't it?
African Music Mix.
The African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Alisa, tisa, tutororo.
Dunia ina mambo, kweli ina mambo, dunia ina mambo.
Hi, this is Eric Quinina, and you're tuned to the African Music Mix.
When I want why ain't got your money, but my gunangala. When I want why ain't got your money, but my gunangala. When I want why ain't got your money, but my gunangala. When I want why ain't got your money, but my gunangala.
If you want to hear the best music, you've already found the place. The African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Hey, la fille. Viens, mon ange. Un an coup de l'anse. Dans un jardin, c'est un gars, c'est notre fille. Hum, hum.
Travel from Cape Town to Cairo, the car to Djibouti, and all points in between on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
We'd love to read your letters and fulfill your requests. Our address is Voice of America, The African Music Mix, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20237. Our address is Voice of America, The African Music Mix, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20237. We'll be waiting at the African Music Mix on the VOA.
It is
Think. People speak out on important questions. The question today:
how does your community treat people with disabilities? Where I live right now, there are a lot of people with disabilities, but we all live with them together, we play with them, we go about various activities with them.
They don't neglect them. They just take care of them normally. They see people with disabilities as people who are part of the society.
I think people with disabilities in my community, they are treated unfair as they are denied job opportunities.
Our community, they treat people with disability unfair way. For instance, last year, when they were disputing coupons, our village headman was discriminating the people with disability. They said that they are not supposed to receive coupons.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Choisis le mauvais client.
Et d'attanger, et d'attanger. Vous vous menacez par la main très très fort. Vous devez savoir. T'as pas ton corps, ça va déchirer.
Et ça va bonner. Aïe 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 aïe. Attaquer.
Attesser sous égo.
Argent frais bien glacé, les bagages encore couverts de neige bélique. Ce n'est pas l'égoïa qui
presse
les vieux héros, les Français CFA. De cette façon, on y a les ménages des ménages, même les dollars contre les Français CFA. On s'entend très bien dès qu'ils arrivent en divorce.
always something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix.
African Music Mix.
And now another song.
Yenu rundamo lina nyachong panu junta yenu rundamo I know who's the demons.